This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وله الحكم وله الأمر يحيي ويميت وهو حي دائم لا يموت وهو على كل شيء قدير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن ولا وبعض فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحدي حدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة دلالة وكل دلالة في النار أيها الإخوة الكرام وأخوات السيدات السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Azza wa Jal, sending salutations upon His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also sending our respect upon those who stood by the sunnah and stood by the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a consequence, protracted the da'wah up until the present time. Remembering that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always, as a mu'akkidah, whenever he gave a public talk, he always reminded us that the best words is the best words, is the words of the Qur'an. And the best reminder is reminder from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the worst of all advice is the advice which subverts those two. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that today on Jum'ah, a day which is better than all other days, that Allah, He allows the medicine which we are delivering in this clinic, it reaches the hearts and the minds and causes Muslims to change their thinking. And as a result of changing their thinking, change their behavior. And if Muslims change their thinking and change their behavior, then Muslims will change the world. Today our discussion is about the Quran and media. Some Muslims are thinking that the message of the Quran and the message of the Sunnah, it is a matter of religion. And therefore they are reciting the Quran in the masjids and in their homes. But outside, in the universities and in their workplaces and in the streets, they are having some other kinds of kalam. And they are teaching Quran and Sunnah and Islamic sciences in the masjid, in the madrasas, in their homes. But in their common lives, in the street, in the universities, on their jobs, in the workplaces, they are watching, they are hearing, they are reading, and they are communicating with a totally different kalam. And it is as if we are living as two different people. In fact, we are living like munafiqs. We are acting very religious in the mosque. We are asking even people, what is your dalil for this? What is your dalil for that? What is your evidence? What is your proof? And we are arguing with each other based upon what ideological group that we belong to. In fact, we don't eat with each other because of that. We don't stand with each other. We don't visit each other. We don't even pray together based upon what we believe to be the most correct kalam. But inside of our homes, we're not talking like that. In our workplaces and the people that we work for, we're not talking like that. When we're riding on the trains and the buses, we're not acting like that. This creates a dichotomy in the human mind, a separation. That Muslims are living for two different kinds of kalam. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he prepared a group of people whose thinking and behavior was consistent throughout their lives. They did not have a special kalam for the masjid and another kalam for outside. They was not living rituals of Islam. No, they was living the system and the values of Islam. As a result of that, within the 43 years that the Quran was revealed, in fact, within the 23 years that the Quran was revealed, the kalam of the Quran and the kalam of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam revolutionized, means that changed it from the inside and from the outside, the entire Arabian Peninsula that was steeped in the kalam of Jahiliyyah. 23 years. 20 years after that, they changed three civilizations from the inside and the outside, because they applied the kalam of the Quran and the kalam of the Sunnah in every aspect of their lives. And today, Muslims are using their phones, some which they are not able to control when we are praying even. They're using iPad. They're using smartphones, smart TVs. They're going to the cinema. They're downloading movies. They're using social media. In fact, our children rely 80% of their information and education is no longer coming from the school. It is coming from social media. But we are acting as Muslims like social media is like something like, it is like, okay, it's nice if we have it, but if we don't have it, no big deal. But nobody's house here is without a refrigerator. A refrigerator is not wajib. It is mustahaba. It will preserve your food. But no home is without a refrigerator. No home is without stove. Although the stove is mustahaba, it will help facilitate the cooking of your food. But no home is without it. Or microwave. Or bed, or table. Or automobile. Or the other instruments that you see that we are using and spending. But somehow we are thinking that media It is only something that is optional. If we have it, mashallah. So let us discuss Quran and media and see whether or not it is optional. First, let us first define the word media. In the World English Dictionary, the word media means communication that reaches large numbers of people. Did the Quran reach large numbers of people? Yes, the whole world. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةٍ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. The whole world. Therefore, it could be the spoken word, it could be the written word, or that which is communicated in an audio or visual format. In the Oxford Dictionary, it means the main means of mass communication, that is, television, cinema, radio, newspapers, and now the platforms of social media. With that general description, we can consider the very first words and phrases of the Quran as what? Mass media. The very first ayats of the Quran. Maybe we forgot. We get so sophisticated in our, you know, we all want to hear 15 or 20 different mukla'een. It's not enough for us to listen to one qari. Our qari here, our hafiz here, our imam here, not enough. We have to have on our phone, we have to have 10 or 15 mukra'een. And we want them to recite for us 7 different types of kira'ah. See, this is how we want. We want like buffet. We want designer kira'ah. Even we will pay 10,000 euros to have somebody to come from Egypt or from Syria or from Jordan or from Palestine or some other place or Pakistan or India or wherever or Morocco to come in Jummah. We don't have enough people here to recite. We import them to recite for us just for Ramadan, mashallah, because in the Taraweeh we have to have designer qira'ah. Even though the people don't even know what he's saying. And in many cases the man who's reciting, he don't even know what he's saying himself. He know what he's reciting, he has the correct makharij, but he don't know the meanings in the language of the people. And that's why he cannot sit down and explain in between the prayers. You see, the first 5 ayats of the Quran, what is it? A'udhu billahi samin alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahi ar-rahman ar-rahim. Iqra! بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. سبحان الله سبحان الله. So the first 5 verses of the Quran, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His wisdom, the first verses of the Quran, in fact, the first word of the revelation was what? A revelation of what? Divine mass media. Read! Then He said it twice, read! Then after that He mentioned, read with the help of what? Qalam. Writing. SubhanAllah. Then He mentioned that reading and writing helps the human being to what? Ya'lam. To know. Reading, writing, knowledge. What is that? Mass media. So the Quran and the wahi of the sunnah, that was the first mass media in Islam. Then Allah, He said concerning that, the very last ayats of the Quran, what was it? Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinukum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. See, now Allah is telling you, He's completed the message. He's completed this mass media, this divine kalam. So in fact, the word Quran itself, what does it mean? قَرَعَ يُقَارِئُ. It means what? That which is read, that which is recited. Therefore, the Quran is a divine medium. Wahi. The word wahi, it means that which is revealed by what? Divine inspiration. Mass media to the human beings. Dear brothers and sisters, today 80% of all information and education that comes to us comes through the platforms of mass communication or media. See what the Quran says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Udu'u ila sabili rabbik. Udu'u. Call towards what? The sabil of your Lord. With what? Hikmah. Wal maw'idhatun hasana. See, maw'idha. Wada. So Allah is using words. Call to the way of your Lord with what? Beautiful preaching. Another form of media. وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَن. And also respond with beautiful arguments to the rhetoric which they are giving to you. Your Lord knows best those who go astray, and He knows best those who are guided by what? Those words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, in the surah which is called An-Nahl, He says, I'm sorry, in the surah called Fusilat, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُوا قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. And who is better in their speech than the one who is calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after that, they are doing what? They are acting within the context of that calling with good actions, with beneficial actions that do what? Complement the calling. And they say through that, I am Muslim. I am from the Muslimin. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Call, relate, بَلِّغُ, preach, teach, deliver from me, meaning from my sunnah, from my teaching, وَلَوْ, even one verse, even one statement, وَلَوْ آيَةً. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in his final khutbah, khutbatul wida', he said, let those who are present relate to those who are not present. Perhaps those who are not present will act and respond to this better than those who are present. Subhanallah. This is media. This is da'wah. This is media. Dear brothers and sisters, today we need to make a focused effort to engage and compete in media. Media is not optional. Media is wajib. Media is wajib. Binding. We have to do it. Because if you don't do it, others will do it to you. If you don't have media, then you and your children are subordinate to somebody else's media. Subhanallah. And the Muslims in this country and the Muslims all over the world are subordinate. We are being penetrated. Our minds and our hearts are being penetrated. The minds of our children are being captured. The hearts of our children are being harnessed, poisoned, uprooted through media. You can say whatever you want to say. 30 years ago, some of the old guys They said, the TV is shaitan. And they would throw the TV out. I don't know how many TVs they threw out before they got a big one. Now in every home, there is 2-3 TVs. Nobody throw it out no more. And it doesn't matter. You can throw it out. But guess what? Your children, they have it with them, 1 or 2 in their pockets. So throw it out. And now, you want to throw something out? Throw your children out the window when you throw out the phone. And if you don't have TV in your home, doesn't matter. The children know where to go to watch television. And in fact, they don't even watch television anymore. They have iPads. Smartphones in the hands of people who are not so smart. And they are using social media platforms that their mothers and fathers don't even understand. The mothers and fathers just now caught up to, they don't know what is Facebook. They don't know what is YouTube. And they definitely don't know what is Twitter. But your children, they know. And they are there. And guess what? These platforms, they are owned, they are controlled, they are manipulated, they are launched by the kuffar. And they are used as a part of what's called InfoWar. InfoWar. The terminology means using misinformation as a tool of warfare. SubhanAllah. Using misinformation as a tool of warfare. So if you don't have a media platform, by default, you are absorbing every day, psychosomatically, you are absorbing misinformation, or you are reacting to distortions. So you yourself are reacting to, or you are absorbing misinformation and distortions, which is being used as a tool of warfare to destabilize you, your children, and Islam. SubhanAllah. We Muslims cannot simply react to misinformation or misconceptions. We have to learn to respond effectively. But you cannot respond effectively if you don't have the tools. You can't pick up a hot pot on the stove or take something hot out of the oven unless you have something to hold it. You need a tool. The tools are expensive. The tools are sophisticated. But the tools are available to you and me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said also in the Quran, one of the characteristics of the believers is what? وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِكُونَ. And those who spend out of what we have provided for them. So if Allah provided for the kuffar, this means He also provided for who? He provided for us. The non-Muslims are investing heavily in multimedia. Let me give you an idea. Between Google and Facebook and YouTube, Google right now on the market has a value of approximately $76 billion. Facebook went on the market early this year, for $100 billion. Twitter just went on the public market for $25 billion, and it just came out 3 years ago. And they say in 5 years, Twitter will go past Google and Facebook. YouTube has received more than 5 trillion hits from around the world in the last 10 years. Trillion. Not billion, trillion. So the non-Muslims are investing heavily. Viacom, the most powerful satellite composite consortium in the world is controlling 74% of all satellite programs in the world. There are presently now over 1,871 channels available on the internet today. Therefore, the Muslims are way behind. In the whole world, there is approximately 72 Muslim channels. Most of them Baliwali, singing songs, Arab channel, Asian channel, African channel, cultural channel. Then there's the religious channel, Salafi channel, Sufi channel, you know, the Hanafi channel, this channel, that one, Ahmadiyya, so forth, whatever the case might be, these little. And right here, you got two channels. Two channels. NIO, NMO. And guess what? The Dutch government is giving the Muslims and other religions, they are paying $500 or 500 euros a minute. They are giving to us because of the law. Every religion has to have a certain amount of time and access to public media. And the Dutch government is paying Muslims and others 500 euros a minute to produce TV. What the Muslims of the Netherlands is investing. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Muslims, we're just talking. Then when someone insults Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muslims, he want to burn things down. He want to kill somebody. He want to shoot somebody. He want to march in the streets. Like we are the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he need protection. You don't know what sallallahu alaihi wasallam mean? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this means he don't need no protection. That's what Sallallahu means. He has already been protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no one can stain his character, and no one can curse him and affect him. It is like the moon. Wild dogs cannot, wild barking dogs, they cannot affect the full moon. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is brighter than the full moon. So what the Muslims is shouting about, from their own inadequacy, their own weakness, their own reaction, they're gonna do something because they ain't really spending nothing. So this is the way they want to say, okay, you want to slam the Prophet, I'll kill you. So why the Prophet did not tell somebody to kill the people who broke his tooth? Why he don't tell the people, kill the people who slander him? No, when Allah said, Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin wa tab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to those who was cursing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the response of Allah was enough. Those who cursed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wife, the response of Allah was enough. O Muslims, the non-Muslims are investing heavily in multimedia. We also have to invest, and we must compete with them. Today, we are besieged by radical and prejudicial media, and they are spreading vile, filthy misconceptions and purposeful distortions concerning Islam and Muslims. In fact, some elements of the Western governments and media, they have launched a conspiracy which is titled Info War against Islam to undermine its growth. And Allah, He said that. Allah, He said, لِيُطْفِئُوا. See, they will blow with their mouths in order to do what? Try to distinguish the light of Allah. They have been blowing with their mouths for 1400 years. Subhanallah. What did blowing with their mouths mean? whistling, clapping, writing, talking, making cinema, you know, lying, distorting, pushing it out, clapping, saying this and saying that, blowing with their mouths. Another form of what? Media. To do what? To extinguish the light of Allah. But the more they blow, the more the light comes. In spite of the Muslims and their weakness and their stinginess, subhanAllah, just last year, 135,000 people entered Islam. And so far this year, and it's not over yet, 109,000 people accepted Islam. I'm only talking about America, my country. I'm not talking about Europe, just America. Last year, so between last year and so far this year, close to 250,000 people entered Islam. In spite of the Muslims. Dear brothers and sisters, but most of the Muslim leaders and scholars today have taken one or two positions. Either they are intimidated, which forces them to do what? Apologize. Oh, we're sorry, boss. Oh, boss, no, we don't mean that. No, boss, we're not jihadi. No, boss, we're good niggas. Oh, excuse me, we're good Muslims. Oh, boss, you see, we mild. We soft. We intellectual. Just boss, slap us, kick us. Say anything about us, we will just whisper. And on the outside, whatever we have to say, we're saying it low so we don't disturb the boss or the bosses. We're apologizing to people, saying to people that, oh no, you see, Islam is only a peaceful religion. It is. But there is no dignity in being peaceful when you are being stabbed and kicked and raped and undermined and your lands being taken and your children being killed and the legs of your old people being broken and your places being burned down and your natural resources being stolen. Islam don't tell us to do that. But we have to be balanced, but not apologists. Secondly, we should not be cowed down, and we should not be having fear and intimidated by any governments. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why are you cowed down calling out for help to the United Nations when you ought to be uppermost? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ. Oh, Muslims, most of our scholars, they have been intimidated by their own governments. And most of our scholars who are living in the West have been intimidated by the power of the West. Most of our scholars and students of knowledge, they don't have the qualification or they don't have the courage to stand and go to a program and talk with them live. Tell them, set up the cameras, set up the microphones, and let's talk live. Live! This way nobody can cut and paste and change and flip the words and all of that. Let's talk about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's talk about the Quran. Let's talk about Islam. Let's talk about Islam today, not yesterday, today. And let's talk about Islam tomorrow. And let's talk about Islam not in the Muslim countries, but let's talk about Islam here, live. Where are the scholars who want to do that? Who are they? Where are they? Those who read the books, those who give the fatwa, those who give the ahkam, those who have the knowledge, those who have the language, those who have the culture, those who have Islam, and they were born with the Islam. Where are they? They are doing one or two things. Either they are intimidated or they are apologizing. The second thing Another group of the Muslim leaders and scholars, they have decided to become radical reactionaries. Radical reactionaries. So they are telling young people, isolate yourself from the dunya. Make hijrah away from the society. Don't act like them, don't dress like them, don't eat like them, don't work with them, don't build with them, don't live with them, but isolate. Go to the mountains, go to the desert, go to the jungle, and wait until Yawm al-Qiyamah comes, because Islam will be pure in that sense. Or they're telling them, establish a khilafah in a place where there is already government. Subhanallah. You don't think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have sent his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to establish khilafah when they first went to Habash? You don't think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he could have called, sent malaika to help the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to establish khilafah or to establish Islam in Mecca for 13 years while they were being killed and tortured and demeaned? No. The wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, he want the Prophet to make hijrah and to establish his own state. When Muslims have their own state, then they have the capacity to do what? Purify that state and then spread that state throughout the world. But some Muslims, they want to establish khilafah in London, in Copenhagen, in the Netherlands, in America, and they're on the welfare. Can you believe that? Muslims is on the welfare. Their children going to the public schools, their women taking from the welfare, the men sitting in coffee shops smoking hubbly bubbly. They don't even want to support their own masjid, but they're talking about khilafah. Just kalam of fadi. Just empty talk. And some scholars is pushing them. We don't know who those scholars are. And those scholars who's pushing them, they have not been able to establish anything in their own country for the last 600 years. For the last 600 years. Both of these positions, intimidation and apology, and radical reactionism, they are un-Islamic and they are inappropriate. And if anybody says it's not, we need to talk about it. We don't need to argue about it. We don't need to call each other names. Let's come together in the public with dignity and respect for each other, and we can talk about it. Islam is a religion of talking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَاصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخْوَيْكُمْ. This means make istislah. How you can make istislah? Choose a group of people as arbiters. And then let's come and talk. But when we come to talk, those arbiters make the final word between us. Because it's called binding arbitration. You and I cannot argue, and you take your side and I take my side. No, no, no. Let's make some people as the arbiters. You choose three people, I choose three people. They're all honorable people with integrity and knowledge, and they form a board, and we come and we talk for a day or two or a week about the issues affecting us. And they become the arbiters. And if we fear Allah, their binding arbitration is binding upon us. Our leaders and scholars must reflect deeply. Our leaders and scholars must respond appropriately. Our leaders and scholars must respond with dignity. Our business people must garner their financial resources and invest in the tools that are necessary to create a sophisticated media institution and media infrastructure. You and I, the common people, must train ourselves how to use the tools of social media. And you and I, we have to be prepared to invest. Today, Muslim governments are willing to invest in mega masjids. I have visited 4 masjids. 1 that is being built now, and 3 that is already built. The 3 that's already built, between them, cost 1.4 billion. 3 masjids cost 1.4 billion. Another one is being built, which will cost $700 million. That means a total of $2.1 billion only for 4 big mega masjids, which only mostly tourists is going there. Tourists. Go to the Fajr prayer, to the White Mosque in Abu Dhabi, which costs, by the way, just the building itself, not the land, not the whole infrastructure, not the maintenance, not the budget, only the building itself, $565 million. At Fajr time, 82 domes. 82 domes. And at Fajr time, 35 people. Khalas. Muslim governments and Muslim wealthy people, they are investing in super skyscrapers. In Abu Dhabi, there are over 576 skyscrapers that are more than 67 stories high. 67 stories high, over 576 skyscrapers. And if you go to the Fajr prayers in most of that country, in Dubai, go to the masjid for Fajr. Most of the masjids have no more than 25, 30 people maximum. That's it. In Saudi Arabia, one very wealthy man has an organization called the Kingdom Foundation. He is putting up a building now, which will be the tallest building in the world. It's called the Mile High Skyscraper. That means from the ground to the top, it is 1 mile high, almost touching the clouds. That building will cost $1.6 billion. And it's in the desert, literally. So we're not blaming them. We're just looking at the issue of israf, wasting. Wow, millions of people are starving. They don't even have a glass of water, don't have a piece of bread to eat. And those same countries and those same people, they're not willing to invest in meeting the challenge of modern multimedia. The Muslims around the world, including you and I here today, they're not willing to invest in media, but they're willing to invest for themselves. Everybody has a car. Everybody has home. Everybody has rugs. They're investing for themselves and their families, but they don't want to invest in media. Dear brothers and sisters, I advise you and I advise myself, we have to rethink out this issue of media. It is not the responsibility of one group of people to do media or to do da'wah. No. It is the responsibility of all of us. My suggestion is that the Muslims need to set aside a portion of their wealth and give it to whom they believe is trustworthy. In every place like this, set aside, if you make 40,000 euros a year, that's your income, which is the average income for those who's not on, I don't know if you call it welfare here, but those who's not on welfare, the average income of the people of this country is about 40,000 euros a year. You should set aside 2,000 just for media. What kind of media would you have if all the Muslims invest in media? The Muslims of America, the Muslims of Europe should do the same. Because in America and in Europe, we have the freedom and we have the wealth to do that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask you about that which He gave to you. And Allah is going to ask you about what you are willing to invest for His word, for His da'wah. And to address the challenge of the kuffar who are undermining Islam through their media. وَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ يَا اللَّهُ غَفُرُ رَحِيمُ رَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن ولا وبعد. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I respond to the words which I have given to you. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will depersonalize what has been said. That means take the person away and ponder on the words. Because when we keep personalizing things, we do that because we don't really want to think about what the other person has said. We always want to deal with the vessel and not what is in it. What I said has to do with me and with you. It's a matter of commitment. If you don't agree, like the doctor says, the dentist will say, leave your teeth alone, they will just go away. Don't invest in media. Your children will invest. This year, Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon, these two companies, together, they invested $36 million only to modify the behavior of your children. SubhanAllah, $36 million. To modify the behavior through what? Cartoons. Dear brothers and sisters, we gave you an envelope. That envelope is for you to put inside of it whatever you think it's worth. Whatever you think it's worth. Those envelopes will be collected and used for what we are talking about. This is small, but it's a start. This evening, we will have a more deep discussion about this subject. We talk about the who, the what, the why, the when, the how, and the where. We invite you to come. So you can hear more evidence. You can look deeply into the subject. And then you and I, wherever we are, we can begin to think and we can begin to invest and we can begin to collaborate together to develop a multimedia infrastructure for the Muslims in the Western world. When we do that, our friends, our non-Muslim friends, our non-Muslim neighbors, our non-Muslim colleagues, our non-Muslim countrymen, our fellow citizens, some of what we produce, they will see and they will listen. And some of them, if they don't accept Islam, they will become Waliul Hamim. They will become people who will become our supporters because we have made the investment. And the Nusra will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah has promised whoever make an investment and make an effort, Allah will add more to whatever they have given. This is our iman. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. يا الله غفور رحيم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله تعالى وأعلى وأولى وأعز وجل وتم وحم وأكبر وأقيم الصلاة.